I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wake up. The Wake Up Call.
Kevin, Katie, and Ray on 106.5 The End.
First of all, let me say I'm super bummed that we're not part of the Sinners and Saints Halloween party at Thunder Valley Casino Resort like we are every single year. We do our costume themes and everything, which is a bummer.
We have a good time with that.
We
went viral last year.
Yeah, that's right, when we did the fast food mascots. But obviously, there's kids that still want to try and do some trick-or-treating and at least want to just dress up as, a cool Halloween costume this year. 916-766-1065, or you can text us 73389. What is the weirdest thing your kid has wanted to dress up as for Halloween? And kids are, you know, obviously super creative, and they want to kind of think of unique costumes.
They're also very weird, Rain.
That's right.
And they don't understand limitations sometimes.
Sure.
Yeah.
I put this up on Facebook for Wake Up Call listeners to comment on, and we'll do that last. And there's one that is the weirdest thing. You can't think of the weirdest thing you can think of right now.
Okay.
It's weirder than that.
Okay.
Oh.
The reason why we're bringing this up, though, is because my 4-year-old son, Theo, we're having a real hard time getting him to commit to a Halloween costume.
Okay.
We still have not gotten him a Halloween costume.
Sure.
Because we can't get him to do it. Sometimes he wants to be a pirate.
Okay.
Sometimes he wants to be Big Bird.
Sure.
Sometimes he wants to be Kermit. Sometimes he wants to be a zombie.
Okay.
We just can't get him to do it. However, the one that keeps coming up the most often is the one that we're trying to steer him away from because we don't know how to do it. He said, I want to be a laser for Halloween.
Oh, okay.
And I don't even know where this comes from.
Sure.
I think he saw me using a laser leveler one day, and he asked if he could play with it, and I said, sure, and then he loved it, and then ever since, that was like literally 10 minutes of his life, but now he wants to be a laser for Halloween, and I have no idea how to do that.
Huh.
So
that's kind of creative, though.
I mean, it's creative, but again, like Katie said, they don't understand limitations.
Right. You're going to be the one that has to build it.
Right.
Yes, because it's not like, I mean, have you...
Can't go to Spirit and say, where's your laser section?
Right. I mean, have you looked on Amazon?
For laser costume?
I don't know.
No, I haven't.
All right.
I feel like that's code that would get me on a list or something like that. But that's nothing compared to some of the other ones, though, that we got from Wake Up Call listeners. Francis, one of our laser listener comments. These are so funny. Francis said that her middle son, when he was 6, wanted to be a lung.
And you found one that's weirder than that?
No, wait till you hear the weirdest one on here. She said we weren't able to pull it off, so we just wanted Spider-Man.
916-766-1065. Daniela, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So what is the weirdest Halloween costume your kids wanted to dress up as for Halloween?
I actually posted on Gavin's post yesterday. My daughter asked 2 years in a row to be a toilet.
Oh, I was just about to read yours.
And so were you able to pull this off for her?
I did.
And,
and you wrote, we used lots of poster board over cardboard box. We wire a wire for the Dollar Tree bowl that they got and a lot of hot glue and duct tape. Listen, the ingenuity that went into that.
I love that. I love
so
that.
So did she get a lot of comments?
Oh, my God. It was ridiculous. She also had a toilet paper bow and...
That's adorable. That's actually really
covers on the back.
You're a good mom.
You are.
You really are.
There were a lot of people in the comment section that, like, when they described how they pulled it off,
yeah,
they're like, you're a good parent.
Yeah,
for
real.
Chantel said that her son wanted to go as the clock from It's a Small World at Disneyland.
Oh, that's okay. Cute. How specific.
Megan said that her 7-year-old son wanted to be a truck driver. And she told him, well, that's not really a costume. It's just kind of like a hat and a T-shirt. And he explained, no. He wanted to be a truck and a driver.
Oh, that's so cute.
Angie said that this one's so weird. Angie said that her oldest son didn't want to go as a firefighter, but wanted to go as the ghost of a firefighter.
It's like, wow. Oh my God.
That is too dark.
That's very specific.
Donna said that her kid wanted to go as a cell phone 4 years in a row.
Oh.
I love when kids commit to it. Yeah. Just go, nope, this is me.
Sydney said that in the 80s, her seven-year-old brother wanted to be a jogger.
Oh, wow.
So they got him one of those red jogging suits that were trendy, and he insisted he didn't look the part without a mustache. Wendy said, my son wanted to be a black cat dressed up as a hot dog. Okay. This is the weirdest one.
Okay.
This is from Molly O'Connor.
Okay.
My daughter wanted to go as a bezoar. Now, do you guys know what a bezoar is?
No.
I didn't either. So she explains it. She's four and she keeps chewing on her hair. So I told her to stop or she would grow a bezoar monster in her stomach, which is basically this giant thing of knotted hair that people who chew on their hair get in their gut.
Ew.
And they have to be surgically removed.
Ew.
So she showed her daughter a picture of a bezoar to scare her into eating her hair. And her daughter goes, I want to be a bezoar for Halloween.
Oh, man.